Local climate change advocates are demanding that politicians demonstrate less talk and more action. 50 by 30 Niagara, a local environmental group, has organized a rally for Sunday, June 4, from 2 to 4 p.m., in front of St. Catherine City Hall, located at 50 Church Street. All are welcome. In March, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres challenged governments around the world to make 2023 a year of transformation, not tinkering, by addressing the issue of climate change with actions and policies that will reduce greenhouse gas emissions. "We have all the tools we need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions," says Pelham resident Herb Sawatsky, the coordinator of the 50 by 30 Niagara initiative. 50 by 30 Niagara is challenging the Niagara region and its 12 municipalities to reduce emissions 50% by 2030, and eliminate all emissions by 2050. The group maintains that municipal emissions come primarily from buildings, transportation, municipal waste, agriculture, and industry, with approximately 80% coming from just buildings and transportation. Municipalities and individuals can eliminate emissions with energy retrofits and connecting to fossil fuel-free energy sources. Protecting and enhancing existing green infrastructure is another area of focus for 50 by 30 Niagara. "Our urban forests help cool our communities, and they store carbon. Our wetlands help prevent flooding and our carbon sinks. These assets deserve increased protection," says Dahlia Steinberg, a member of 50 by 30 Niagara. Liz Bennion, chair of Biodiversity and Climate Action Niagara, noted that the wildfires in Western Canada are occurring much more frequently due to climate change. "Ontario skies were darkened for days this month as the smoke from more than 500,000 hectares of burned Alberta forest drifted across Canada. Whether it's smoke from Alberta or flooding in Fort Erie, we are seeing the impacts of the climate crisis in our region on a daily basis," she said. "The climate crisis is a global issue, but local politicians can't throw their hands in the air as if it's someone else's problem to deal with. They aren't powerless. They have means to implement local solutions that reduce our own greenhouse gas emissions." Another Pelham resident and one-time town council candidate, Colleen Kenyon, a member of 50 by 30 Niagara, said that as the government of Ontario continues to strip away environmental protections, residents must look to their municipal governments for leadership and long-term solutions. "The climate rally on June 4 is a chance to make sure that the politicians who have been elected in the Niagara region hear what is expected of them. Real action on the climate crisis demonstrated by their policies, actions, and willingness to make the hard decisions that protect our environment." Sawatsky said that, "This is about the kind of world we are leaving to our children and grandchildren. Politicians will act on what their constituents care about. We need to demonstrate that we care about this." Further information on the rally is available from Herb Sawatsky, 50by30niagara@gmail.com, and Colleen Kenyon, ckenyon65@gmail.com.